Good morning again. Well, I want to share with you a little bit about memorizing. Pastor Dale had been putting together some priorities in terms of thinking about discipleship. And one of the topics was memorizing. I knew he was going to be out of town, so I quickly volunteered to do that. It's something that I have really a passion for, that God has given me a passion for, even though I have a number of times mentioned that I think I'm the world's worst memorizer. But by the grace of God, just because it's been so important, it really has been something that God has been helping me to go ahead and do. So actually today I'll be looking for your input and looking to maybe be more interactional when we think about memorizing Scripture. So, I mean, why should we memorize Scripture? You know, we all have Bibles. In fact, many of us have many Bibles. And why should we memorize Scripture? We have our phones as well, and we can put our Bibles on our phones, and if you have the right apps, like Bible Gateway or Bible Hub, you can look at 2-3 dozen Bibles, English Bibles, at a given time. So why should we memorize Scripture? You know, we're all busy people, and memory work takes a lot of time. So why should we memorize Scripture? You know, I might say I'm not a pastor, I'm not an elder, I don't need to know the Bible that well. You know, why should I memorize Scripture? Let me ask you, do you have an answer to that? I mean, should we memorize Scripture? And if so, why? Mary Ellen.
David said, "Your word have I hidden in my heart, so I might not sin against you."
Ooh, that's somewhat significant. Thank you. Birgit. Birgit. Okay, yeah. Sure. We don't know where we're going to be 10 years from now or what's going to happen. And yeah. Barb.
Source of encouragement.
The source of encouragement as well. Yes. Jane. Yeah. So having done that early on, they're in there, and they continue to, you can feed off of those, or the Holy Spirit can speak into your life from having had those there. Yes. Yeah, we never know. I mean, what kind of conditions or situations we might be in, storing our word that way. Was it Holly? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Is it 2 Peter or 1 Peter 3:16 or something? To always be prepared to have a word for those with gentleness and reverence. Yeah. Kathy. Yeah, if it's in there, God can speak to us. There's any number of times the Holy Spirit kind of taps me on the shoulder and says, Tim, do you remember? Colossians 3:1-4. If then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you've died and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Or many others, and it really helps me a great deal as well. Janine. God's word. Yeah, that's godly stuff. Yeah. Thank you. I saw another hand. Yeah.
It's our offensive
weapon, yes. Yes, that's the only, in Ephesians chapter 6, that's the only offensive piece of the armor is the word of God. And so, yeah, that's powerful for us to have that word there to speak, as you're saying, the Lord can speak to us and cut through stuff in us. I think of Hebrews chapter 4 about the word being sharp in that kind of way, but also to use with others as well. Tim.
I was just thinking about, you think about, you know, our example of Christ, Jesus, when he was hunger tempted, he was in the desert, fasting. The enemy will come and people around us, who are in our minds,
Amen. Yeah, I think, if Jesus memorized scripture, maybe it's somewhat significant. Maybe that's what he's doing for those first 30 years of his life, memorizing scripture. But actually, every Jewish boy was expected to memorize a fair amount of the scripture. So it was just expected that you would do that, that you would truly hide that word in God's heart. Remember, I think, too, the kings, they were actually supposed to write their own copy of the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, just to help them to be aware of and thinking what God's order of things are. So, yeah, other please, very good. Yeah, uncover half-truths. I believe we all have hundreds of half-truths. A lot of them we don't even recognize yet. But sometimes the Holy Spirit brings me up against scripture that I'll be able to see it, or God's Spirit will speak in a way that I'll get a hold of that. So yeah, what Jesus with John chapter 6 or so, that if you're a disciple of mine, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There's that truth factor that brings order to our lives. Jesus can't, what was it, grace and truth, what Paul read this morning in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. Yeah. Kathy? We get to speak life. Yeah. I can tell you in my work at Cornerstone, as God has called me to memorize scriptures, just how much God will have a scripture ready that is up in here. And it's so much easier just to speak that forth rather than say, oh, let me flip through. I think it's in 2 Corinthians, maybe it's 1 Corinthians. The moment is sometimes obscured or lost, but the Holy Spirit can bring that and to share that. Sometimes I just have watch what God does. There's a couple of verses in Scripture that talks about the power of God's Word that doesn't return void. And so as we do share the Word of God, and because, you know, we can't convert anybody. I can't really touch anybody. It really is the Holy Spirit working, and it becomes a means of God's grace as I have God's word available in that kind of way. Anything else? You think about the value of memorizing God's word. I think we've hit a lot of the really relevant kinds of things. Let me just tell you a little bit about my experience in memorizing, then kind of look through my list here and see if there are other items that might want to raise in that regard as well. And just even want to hear from you in terms of what some of your experiences are. I don't know if your thought was, oh no, we're going to talk about memory work. I feel so guilty. Or I can't do that. Or I think sometimes it can have a negative connotation in those kind of ways. And I think for me, a lot of times I feel guilty and you would struggle with that, because memorizing is always hard. When I would be in the CTL productions with Salem, that was always my hardest thing, thinking, can I memorize my lines, the Community Theater League, and that was always a struggle. I like doing it otherwise, but memorizing is just a hard thing for me. I think all along the way over, probably when I was at Geneva College and then in grad school, just God kept on prompting me in terms of you need to memorize. I'd struggle and struggle. We actually, we were at a church in West Lafayette, just at Purdue, and they decided, just in terms of highlighting the value of memory, memorizing, that as a whole church, we would just work on memorizing together. And I guess we divided into three different groups, and it was amazing, the thousands of verses that we were able to memorize. At one point there that I'd memorized the entire Sermon on the Mount, 105 verses, and I say that just because I was stunned. I thought, how did that happen? Where did that come from? But it would just minister to me the words of Jesus there, just coming as I was working on memorizing, and well as the Holy Spirit just bringing that to mind. And so I've memorized off and on short verses, long sections, short sections, and it just has really ministered to my soul. Back in about 2011, I really felt God prompting me in a big way to say, Tim, you need to get back to really thorough memorizing of Scripture. And so have really been working at that. And sometimes just even keeping fresh the verses that I worked on is really a lot of work. And I've not been nearly as organized as I should be about that. But I've been really working hard at trying to do that. And again, it's not so much a duty, because I think sometimes we approach this as a duty. Oh boy, I have to do this. It isn't the same opportunity, but instead, a verse or a chapter kind of comes together, I say, wow, this is cool stuff. And it just really nourishes my spirit. I remember there was one passage Philippians chapter 3 that, you know, I'd gone over it several different times, different periods of my life, I've memorized it. And then one time I was going through it, and I heard it again for the first time in a way that I missed it. I was looking at the verbs, and I missed the pronouns, and all of a sudden it just struck me. I thought, how many hundreds of times of working on that verse had I seen that, but I didn't see it? And so that was just really powerful to be reminded in that kind of way. So I've been working on memorizing Scripture, trying to hear from the Lord, what do I need to have in my soul? And as was said here in terms of sharing with others, what do I need to have available for someone who asks me about the faith that I have, and how do I share that in a way that would help engage them in a meaningful way to think about Scripture? So that's those have been ways that God has prompted me in that kind of way. Well, let me ask you, what's been some of your experience and when you think about memorizing Scripture? What's been your journey? Is that something that God has prompted you? Have there been times that God has used memory work that has been significant for you? Mary. Absolutely. Kathy.
I never grew up like that. So I never really ever even thought about memorizing Scripture. But certain times in my life, especially when I was pregnant, I started reading Scripture, and I would read the same one every day, and I would just read it without knowing it. I mean, what happened was because I was reading it,
okay, just because sitting with that and reading it and hearing it over and over, it became a part of your thinking. And if I go back to, I appreciate what Mary is saying in regards to what you're adding as well, Kathy, is that we're memorizing to meditate. We're memorizing so that it's there and I can get to know God better. I have a couple other comments to make about some of those things, but yeah, it's not just a duty or one of those disciplines you do that is mindless. Well, it's not mindless because you're using your mind, but you know what I mean. It's not something you just do, rote in a way that isn't about changing our heart in that way. Holly? Yeah.
Sitting down and actually saying, okay, I need to memorize something has always been difficult for me, but things like that are easier. I found that in my business, I send cards to everybody I sell something to, and within it, I have found that if I write a scripture, and I write it over, it's just because I do it with my job, I write it over and over.
Right.
Now, so writing it out over and over and over is very helpful, too.
Okay. Well, we'll spend a little bit of time specifically talking about things that we can do to help aid our memorization so that, but that's really helpful. Thank you.
I learned most of my scripture when somewhere I went to Bible Men classes for children's ministry.
Huh.
And it was part of the children's, which I
don't
need to go back to, is teaching scripture memory, but that was part of the curriculum is that we did a scripture memory every month for the kids, and it teaches
children. Young children learn these things so much easier. And I think, Jane, you were talking about that, and Mary, your experience growing up, that if we get those, help our kids get a hold of that while their mind's still a little bit fresher than ours are, those things are stored there. And who knows how the Holy Spirit uses that as that's there at a certain moment. I mean, there's so many people's stories I've listened to that have told me about. It was just that scripture came back at that moment they needed it, and it was just meaningful to them as well. Songs. Putting scriptures, scripture to musical song is really helpful that way. And so I went online and I was just trying to listen to some, and I'm running on the treadmill. I'll either listen to a sermon, or I'll be working on my memory verses, or praying, or listening to worship music. And so I thought, well, I'll listen to some of the scripture songs. There's one site that has 1,400 scripture songs. It has indexed those songs, and you go there and you get to the links, and you can just look almost any, 1,400 verses that are there for memory. And so this last week, I've been running a treadmill. I thought, okay, I'm going to just listen to some of those, and they're rolling around my head. Music, songs, it just helps us to be able to memorize things and hear them in a way we otherwise might not. Kathy? I don't know, but if you Google and just scripture memory songs, it'll come up. Or if you Google scripture memory songs 1400, it'll probably even come up faster. Yeah, Jane. Right. Yes, often you're quoting songs, and a lot of the songs you quote are scripture from times gone by, and I can see how meaningful that's been to you, Jane. Dan. Good. Yeah, there's no condemnation there. It really is about becoming and the privilege of entering into that further as we get a hold of that. Yeah, Pam. Like, look at me, I know all this Bible. Sure. Thank you. Yeah, I think sometimes when people tell me from a study or something else to memorize a certain verse, but I don't have a sense that God's calling me to memorize that, I guess I feel free not to. I'm really trying to hear what God's saying. You know, what do I need to hear? What do I need to hide my heart as I think about my own journey or where God has me on that journey? Yeah. You know, way back when, I was cleaning out a lot of stuff. I guess Linda Funny really convinced me to clean up some of our office stuff, 30 years worth of stuff. And I came across, I'd encourage us, I think it was back like 2005 or something, that we did a scripture memory here. And I really didn't, I really tried to do it as a way to encourage each other, because it wasn't about who did how much, but I think I had a chart that kind of one of those weather things where just looking, just to encourage us to say, you know, how do we do that? Because we always say, oh, that's a good idea, let's do it. Well, it's a good idea, let's do it. But a lot of times, in terms of memorizing or other things, same way we might have a reading plan, you know, you should be reading scripture. And sometimes it just helps to have some accountability or encouragement that way. And maybe sometime we can do that again. I think that we could memorize or refresh a couple thousand verses in terms of, but for again, for the purpose that God would minister to us and between us as we go ahead and try to get a hold of that. But that's just another thought. Yeah, anything else you want to say about your own experience with memorizing scripture? Is there anything else that you want to encourage the rest by way of? Yeah, Dan. I think in context is so important, because I just hear people quote scripture out of context that changes the whole meaning of that. But so I think the more that as we do study, if we have an impression there's a certain verse or section that God is really speaking to your heart, I guess I'm getting ahead of myself, but I think to study that out, to recognize what does this verse really say as you try to break it down a little bit and then going forward there. But well, let me kind of just add a couple more thoughts here. I don't want to spend more than we need to, but my goal this morning is to encourage you to be hiding God's word in your heart, that it's transformational, it allows us to bless other people, it honors God, it's an aspect of worship. As I'm spending time in God's word, often it's prompting me to pray, it's prompting me to just be focused on God. Just in the whole process of doing that, I found it to be very, very meaningful. So just want to encourage us to encourage each other. It's just how powerful it is to have God's word in that kind of way. Let me just kind of run through. I think we've hit most of these already. I had listed quite a few things from my thinking and others as well. That Jesus memorized scripture. We're called in scripture to memorize it. A couple different places, Deuteronomy chapter 6, where it talks about just having that word in your heart. So in everything that you're doing as a family and so forth, that you have that scripture available to you. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 16, it talks about let the word of God dwell in us richly. And it just needs to be sitting there for that to happen. So it does renew or transform our mind. Romans 12, 2, we're told to not be conformed to this world, but have our minds are renewed, transformed by the renewing of our mind. It does help us hold against temptation. As I have that truth there, that helps me to go ahead and not, I know where to go versus where not to go. It helps us live obedient lives. Memorizing scripture brings blessings to our lives. In Joshua 1:8, it says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. And this good success isn't necessarily health, wealth, and prosperity, as some people think, but it really is just fulfillment, satisfaction, meaning, direction in our lives as we do that. I find sometimes I'll even if I'm having a hard time falling asleep, I'll just get sense God, what scripture verse, and just sit with that, and just let that verse minister to me in those kind of ways. Or if I'm driving a long distance or something, I'll just go to whatever scripture verse that God brings to mind and just kind of sit with that. And it just helps me. I think I've wasted thousands of hours of my life, my mind going here, there, wherever. And I find that it does really help me as I have that available in that way. So it does bring blessing in our lives as we utilize it. And as has already been said, that we can encourage believers as we speak the truth to each other in that kind of way, that it allows us to go ahead and just be encouraged by certain scripture that maybe that the Holy Spirit can use with us. And also speaking to non-believers, helping them to be able to be convicted by God's word as it goes, people hear that as well. And it also gives us a better understanding of God and God's will for our lives. Because otherwise I have a God of Tim Bryant's imagination. But as I sit there instead and just sit with some of those verses, they really help me to better see and understand how God reveals himself, and that helps me. And elsewhere in Scripture talks about that the Scripture is there to make us wise as well. I don't think anything else I've missed here, because I want to spend the last bit of time just talking about being practical about applying this. Already we've been talking a little bit about some of these things, but sometimes it's helpful to memorize scripture with somebody else just to kind of hold you accountable, to encourage you, and you don't even have to be memorizing the same things, but just having someone there who's prompting you or encouraging you about memorizing can be really helpful. We're talking about putting scripture to music. What translation? We all have different favorite translations for various reasons. I think the ESV, the NASV, the NIV are all reliable translations to go ahead and be memorizing from. Some of the more paraphrased things, it gets longer and more cumbersome, but I think some of those standard translations are helpful. I think, as Mary was saying, I have a lot of King James Version stuff in my head, but that's fine. But I just realized talking to other people, sometimes it's a little bit weird for them to hear that. And what are you saying? But I, for myself, it ministers to me as I think about some of those verses. But I realize for a lot of other people, it makes it sound archaic or somehow weird. Well, you should have in your bulletin an insert. Do you have one? If not, I guess there's more up here. You have an insert, Mary? Anybody else need one? John? Anybody else? This I put together a few years ago for part of my own edification and share with others as well, just thinking about there are some things that do help as you're deliberately trying to memorize scripture. So just a couple things from here we'll review and we'll stop there for this morning. Prayer. I think prayer comes first. And just saying, you know, God, I want to get it. I really want to be faithful to you. I want to, will you give me the power? I mean, we don't live by our own power. We need to live supernatural lives. And asking the Lord to help bless that is if we sense we're being called by the Lord to do this. So it's not something that we do on our own. I mentioned already kind of reviewing the verse or verses or chapter in context so that you can kind of get a feel for the whole thing. And to read it over a couple of times slowly, just to go ahead and get a feel for the words and so forth. One, two, three, fourth paragraph down there, read it out loud. Each time you read it, sometimes just emphasizing each word. Read each word separately, one at a time. You know, see the word, hear the word, notice the connection between the words. Especially if you're doing phrases, if you remember the last word of the phrase and the first word of the next phrase, sometimes that connection will help you to be able to jump from one phrase to another as you especially highlight that. Actually, this next thing I want to highlight maybe more than others is to start memorizing each phrase from the last phrase to the first. Anybody know who B.F. Skinner is? Yeah, a couple of you. A very famous atheist psychologist that he knows the truth right now, but from days gone by. But he had this little obscure book. He had six things about how you memorize something. And a couple of them combined for what I'm saying here. If you memorize the last verse first, then it's easier. Because what seems to happen is, if you memorize this section with four verses and quite a few phrases in those four verses, after you kind of get the context of it, you read it, you know where it's going. By taking the last phrase first and doing some of this, looking at word for word, saying it out loud, noticing the connections, and you get that verse down, then you back it up, do the next verse, and the next verse, and the next verse. What happens is, the traditional way we memorize, we know the first verse best. And so what's happening is you're a little bit less confident. But if you do it the reverse way, you know the last best. So if you get the first verse down, it just keeps on, your brain is more confident because you're actually, you know the last verse the best. And I found by doing that, I've been able to, especially larger sections that I've memorized, it's been much easier to do that by memorizing the last phrase first and just adding to that over time. And let me say something about the, I think there's value in memorizing short one verse at a time places, and there's also value memorizing long chunks of scripture. And the long chunks really are more about me in terms of, I don't usually quote 17 verses to anybody, but instead, I am quoting it to me, so I'm hearing that. But there's several sections or chapters I've memorized that way that have been very edifying for me as I hear that, that I think are really core for me to hear. Mary. Yeah, it really works. It's amazing. Dan.
Like any other part of our body, the more we use it, the stronger it gets. So I'm sure start out with the memorizing, it may go rather slowly, but as you practice,
that's right.
You get better at it. So you're developing the skill of memorizing. It's a training process.
Yeah, thank you, Dan, for raising that. Person from Sunnyside Church that Pastor Dale has been had interacted with, Joshua Jefferson, he talks about memory as a muscle, and the more that we go ahead and use that muscle, the more we can do that. And I found that to be absolutely true as well. Yeah. So sorry to say that. Yeah, keep. Bill Gothard, if you ever went to one of his seminars eons ago, he was an F student, and he worked, somehow he got into scripture memory, and he moved himself up to an A student. It helps your brain. Some of us are aging a little bit. It really is one more way to keep stimulating our brain as we do memorize. So there are, other benefits that go beyond actually embracing and adding scripture as that well. Holly. Oh, that's helpful to know about.
Well,
So if Rick forgets, we can remind him. We know what his password.
Need to ask.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Laurie. Appreciate that. If you're visual, using 3x5 cards or other things, on my cover page at work for my computer, I have scripture, and I have about 60 of them, and I just rotate, and I keep on adding more. And so I see it all day long, and it just helps me to be reminded of that. It just helps me to think that way in the first place, but also helps drive that scripture verse more fully back. If you're auditory or visual, you know, using things that match your learning style as you go forward. But as Dan was saying earlier about repetition, there's a lot of repetition, and that repetition isn't wasted time. That repetition is really just helping us to grab hold of that more and more fully. So it does take effort, it does take time, but it really, it's all good stuff in terms of being able to dwell in Scripture, dwell with God. It really is about coming to know God by knowing His Word, and letting His Holy Spirit use that. For time's sake, I'm going to stop there because I know we need to do communion yet this morning. But let me just pray for us in this regard, and we'll stop. Father, I thank You that You've not left us without Your Word, that You've not left us to stumble around. But both the written Word, the Word Jesus coming, and Your Holy Spirit bringing the Word, power to the Word, that this is Your heart, Father, that we would know You. And so, Father, we want to we just ask for Your blessing at being able to absorb Your Word, Father, that as we read it, as we meditate on it, as we memorize it, as we share it with each other, we share it with others, Lord, that You would just be powerful in all that, that we would be going deeper and further with You. Thank You. You've given us practical things to do that we may connect with You more and more fully. Bless and lead us, Father, in these ways. In Jesus' name, amen.